Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Hey, everybody. Outdoor Guys is in session here on the Carolina Outdoors. No matter how you're joining in, whether it be via podcast, maybe it's at jessebrowns.com or early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of News 1110 WBT. I'm Bill Barty, sitting across from TJ the DJ Boggs.
Good morning, good morning.
TJ, now Don Yeager is on assignment. That's all we need to say.
Yep.
Yep.
He's fishing, hunting.
Fishing, hunting.
Seeing mama.
Is that a country song?
It should be. It really should be.
I like it. Hunting, fishing, seeing mama. And that's what a lot of Carolinians are going to be doing as they are kicking off. Is it too early to kick off the Thanksgiving week?
Not at all.
So that's what we're doing here. Don Yeager's already done it because he's left the building, but TJ and Bill are here for your listening pleasure. And TJ, I'm going to kick it off. We got a busy program with the next couple of segments popping up here, but I wanted to ask you or take this moment to talk about some of the things for us to do here in the Charlotte area for those of us that are staying, because Eli and Megan are going to talk about things we can do otherwise. But do you have any, you, your family, have any holiday traditions per se?
We don't have any huge Thanksgiving traditions or anything, but I do know that WBT has a tradition of Holiday on Ice, which opened up yesterday and will continue, I believe, until January. And I got to tell you, it's a great event. I'm so glad that I'm working in the studio and not out there freezing my butt off on the ice.
So listen, we need to talk just a little bit about that, because that is a tradition for both of us. TJ, of course, back in the day, working Holiday on Ice through the promotions department.
Correct.
And such. I, Bill Barty, hanging out over there through the crew at Jesse Browns, our wonderful sponsor here of the Carolina Outdoors, that sort of thing. We would hang out over there, believe it or not, with a little small storefront. Pop-up store, if you will. And the things that we sold, they were hand warmers, gloves, and socks.
Perfect.
So the hand warmers and gloves, that goes without saying. I mean, people whose hands were getting cold, who needed a little bit of warmth with a hand warmer. But what about socks? We took socks, and that was a big seller for Jesse Browns at Holiday on Ice. Do you know why?
You would be surprised how many people show up to go ice skating to put on shared skates without socks on. Also, flip-flops in December.
So that's exactly right. So we'd be over there with our socks. So this was back in the olden days, but now Holiday on Ice is a big deal,
right,
as far as the WBT tradition. Can you tell us where it is? It's NASCAR Hall of Fame,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's moved over there to that NASCAR Hall of Fame. It was over at the green across from the convention center, but now NASCAR Hall of Fame right there with Buffalo Wild Wings and all that.
So visitors to town can go up and put on some ice skates. Stop by Jesse Brown's before you go, because we've got gloves, hand warmers, and socks there.
Bingo.
And then you can head uptown, Charlotte's uptown area, by the NASCAR Hall of Fame and enjoy a little bit of Holiday on Ice.
It's a good date spot as well if you're in the market for that.
Is that where you met your wife?
No. Neither of us ice skate very well, so that wouldn't have been that would not have been pretty.
It could have been a little lean on me.
Yes.
At the Boggs house. Anyway, great date spot. You heard it from TJ Boggs, our Tinder representative over there. So anyway, TJ, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my newest. It's not that new. That's what happens when you get older, is you think it's newest, but it is newest, as in the past 25 years or so. But I have started and continue to run in the Turkey Trot, which in Charlotte, it's the 30th annual Turkey Trot, is in 2018. It's an 8K race, but it has grown so much. 10,000 different people get out there and run in this Turkey Trot. It's in the South Park area.
All right.
You can go to the charlotteturkeytrot.com to sign up. But it's an 8K, which is about 5 miles. For those that are metrically challenged, they also offer a 5K, 3.2 miles for the Metric League Challenge. They have a 1 mile race, also a 26.2 yard tot trot. All of this starts off Thanksgiving Day at 8 a.m. So that's been my most recent Thanksgiving tradition. Everything else for Thanksgiving is non-traditional. I'm having steak with mashed potatoes.
Hey,
and
that works. That works for me. You earned it, too, for running the turkey trot.
Well,
so.
Quickly, I'm going to tell you about my tradition. 1 year, my children do it now, some version, 8K, 5K, something. But I'd push them in the little stroller.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, strollers these days have hand brakes on them, and you can put it on full brake, half brake, or off. I ran the whole thing with the hand brake halfway turned on. My family still makes fun of me for doing all that. But anyway, that's a little bit of the Thanksgiving tradition, at least in the Boggs and Bartee household. We hope you can stick with us because we're going to talk to Eli Portillo from the Charlotte Observer about some hikes going on. Also, Megan Riley's going to join the program. She's with Big Fat World Tours. Stay tuned for more of the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.